I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think we're all ready for some good news, Kristen.
Yeah, well, we have good news this morning. Seems like the worst of the Riverside fire is over, which was the biggest one in near Clackamas that was kind of affecting all the smoke and everything.
Yeah.
So that's good news. But while firefighters and volunteers continue to work, you might see more police in the area. And I know that sometimes that might make people feel uneasy. But okay. What happens is whenever there's an evacuation zone or an area that was affected by a fire, a lot of police do go into the area because of looters.
Yeah.
And there's always somebody trying to take advantage. You know, that's the hard part. And then there was a rumor going around that there was arsonists that were starting more fires, but that's not true. So
okay.
The FBI's Joint Terrorism Task Force has investigated people that they've arrested in the evacuation zones that shouldn't have been there.
Okay.
And they've found that there's no link to any kind of extremist organizations or any kind of political affiliations.
Yeah.
These were just
people trying
people
to watch the world burn. Yeah.
That wanted to, you know, like loot or steal or, you know, destroy houses or things like that.
It's crazy how things bring out the best in us and also the worst.
Yes. And I don't want to believe that there's people that are looking for a financial gain. Like I would imagine these people are desperate and so they're going into a situation. But at the end of the day, like they're going to get caught. They're going to get arrested. Don't even worry about, like, don't even try because there's a lot of police in the area.
Yeah.
There's a lot of volunteer neighborhood watch right now.
Yeah, I've heard that too, yeah.
There's people that says, like, hey, guess what? We have guns in our house.
Yeah.
And so we're protecting our neighborhood. But also keep in mind that schools might be closed again today because of the smoke. But so if you have a child that goes to an in-person school, make sure you double-check to see if there's actually school today.
I think some of the good news was when I woke up or when we, like, opened the garage this morning and we weren't hit with a wave of smoke.
It wasn't so bad in Vancouver.
It's there. But it's not so bad.
It's a little worse here in Portland.
Yeah.
But not by much. And so it's getting better.
Yeah, I smelled other things today.
It's true.
I got out of the car and I was like, is that a little bit of moisture there?
Yeah, I was like, is that what the Willamette's supposed to smell like?
So we're getting there, thankfully, even though it still looks like just a smoke bomb went off.
I know, outside. But expect that probably for the rest of the week.
But with all this smoke in the air, you probably have some concerns. So when do you know when to go see a doctor? Well, 1 in 10 emergency visits are wildfire related. Know what to look for coming up at 6:30 on New Country 99.5 The Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.